You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And you know, John, I could use some money to go. I've got a vacation coming up. I could use some
money. Did your dog eat your stimulus check?
Yeah, my dog ate my stimulus check.
All right, send me a picture, and I'll send you.
Of the dog eating the stimulus check.
Yeah, like Lindsay did, and I'll send you $1,400.
Yeah. Excellent. That's very nice. Very nice. By the way, who turned over the picture of me and my jammies to the social media team?
Well, it's not really. All we could see was your pants. We couldn't tell it was you.
But still. Somebody tweeted it out, ESPN Los Angeles tweeted out, normal or weird, Mason slept in these pajamas, took a shower, and changed back into these pajamas.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's normal. It's normal. This is pandemic life. This is life in the pandemic.
Yeah, but you did it before the pandemic.
The pandemic.
Pandemic. Pandemic.
I just don't see you taking a shower and then going right back into the same clothes.
Sorry.
That just seems odd to me.
Pandemic life, man. Pandemic
life. It's not
just
you, Greg.
Yeah. By the way, the pandemic, I've told you all along I'd get my two shots and live my best life. So far, I've been to dinner 3-4 times in the last week, went to a concert at SoFi Stadium, ate indoors at a restaurant. I mean, I'm like, you got your two shots, you're kind of good to go.
Well, it depends. It depends what you're allowed to do. You know what I mean? Like, for example, you went to a concert. But
yes.
You'd be going to a concert, you know, 3 times a week if they'd let you. They're just not out there yet.
Right. You right. Know? They
so
haven't.
We got the rest of the world needs to catch up to you.
Like, for example, Broadway's going to open mid-September.
Excellent.
I may go on
a Broadway binge.
Yeah, I wonder if the Pantages had Hamilton. I wonder if they're going to bring back the run of Hamilton.
Hope so.
A lot of people had tickets to see Hamilton for the first time. All right, so, John, the Lakers last night and Friday, although they couldn't pull it out on Friday, and they lost to Portland. Both nights, Anthony Davis did what I said he wasn't doing on Friday, which was playing like a top 5 player in this league. Last night and Friday night, we saw the real Anthony Davis.
And that's why the Anthony Davis that played for the Lakers last night, and he was dominant. Matter of fact, Mace, he was the first player in Lakers history. So think about all the great Lakers we've ever had.
Yep.
Whether it be Shaq or Wilt or Magic or Kobe. No Laker has ever had 42 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks in one game. He's the only guy ever to do it. And if he plays like that, that's what scares everybody else about the Lakers as a 6 or 7 seed. And on top of that, this morning, it leaked out that all the reporters who have a good relationship with Clutch, guys like Chris Haynes, guys like Shams, are reporting that LeBron's coming back maybe as soon as tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That he's had 2 pain-free practices. Frank Vogel confirmed today that LeBron was a full participant in practice. So if that AD shows up and LeBron comes back injury-free, I'm riding the Lakers all the way back to the finals. I don't care what seed they are. 6, 7, 8, no matter what it is, that's the team that scares the crap out of everybody else.
Let me ask you this. So if the Lakers were to sweep their last 4 games, Portland would have to lose 3 out of 4 for the Lakers to pass them.
Two.
Is that right?
2 out of 4, right?
2 out of 4.
Lakers only need – okay, so right
no,
now –
No, no, they're 2 games back right now.
No. Let's assume that Portland beats Houston tonight. Okay, so if they beat Houston tonight, the Lakers will be a full game back of the Blazers. They're only a half game back of them right now. Because remember, they were tied
on.
So
you need them to lose 3 out of 4, John.
No, think of it. Listen to me.
Okay.
Friday night, they were tied.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the Lakers are, because they lost that game, they were a full game behind Portland.
And they're effectively 2 games back because
of the
tie. Because
of the tie. They can't tie them. But. So the Lakers are 38-30. Portland is 39-29. Okay?
Yep.
So I think you might be right. Let me look. So after tonight, Portland will be 40-29.
Right. They got to make up three games. They can't just make up two games because that puts them in a tie with Portland. They got to make up three games. So they need Portland to lose three out of four, and they need to sweep.
All right. So here's why that's not an impossibility.
Okay.
Okay. Portland's going to win. And by the way, everything you just said is contingent on Portland winning tonight, which we assume they will because they're playing Houston.
Yes.
Okay. So Portland has a ridiculous schedule after tonight. They play at Utah on Wednesday. Utah's the number one seed. They're going to need to win that game to stay number one ahead of Phoenix. They play at Phoenix on Thursday. So Phoenix is the second best team in the NBA, and they need that game either to keep pace with Utah and preserve the chance that they wouldn't have to play the Lakers in the first round. So Phoenix is going to want to win that game. So all of a sudden, that game against Denver on Sunday becomes interesting because I don't know if Denver's going to play their people or not.
Right, right.
But if they finish 2-2 down the – well, no, you're right. They would need to lose that game to Denver, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think
– took you a really long time to get to what I originally said.
Right, but I don't think they're going to – I don't think they're going to lose – three out of four.
Still highly likely we're going to be the seven.
I think they're going to lose two out of four.
Yeah. Likely to be the seven with a first-round matchup or a play-in game against Golden State, which actually I think they'll win that game, but that is a chance to be a really entertaining game. Steph Curry is unconscious right now. He had like 49 points in 29 minutes the other night.
Right.
He's crushing it. He's crushing it. So there you have. That's the Lakers situation right now. I wanted to bring this up, John, because IndieWire, you know, IndieWire is a great, great website that has all kinds of information about independent films and films in general. So they have released a list of the funniest movies of the 21st century. In other words, since 2000. And I think it is the worst list I can imagine. Bergman, you've seen the list, right?
Yeah, I have. It's odd, to say the least.
It's an odd list, okay? So you could guess a million times and you would never get. Their number one is Sideways, starring Paul Giamatti. Now, that is a great movie. But it's not like a I'm laughing my ass off movie. The idea is funniest movies of the 21st century. So they have School of Rock 2, Lost in Translation. Again, not a funny movie.
Are these
kind
comedies?
Of melancholy.
I don't feel like those two, the one and three, are comedies.
The Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a really good movie, but it doesn't knock me out. Team America World Police. Now, that actually belongs there, John. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, very funny.
It's all puppets, and at one point, the puppets are actually having sex. It's priceless. Superbad is number six. Great movie. Superbad, you can definitely make a case. 40-Year-Old Virgin, you can definitely make a case. I think that would actually be on my list. Burn After Reading, which is a Coen Brothers movie with Frances McDormand and Brad Pitt. Fantastic movie. That has a chance to be on the list. And then 10 is Midnight in Paris, which is fine, but isn't funny.
Yeah.
So if I say, funniest movie since the year 2000. How do you answer?
For me, it'd be one of the Apatow movies. It'd probably be Anchorman.
Exactly! Anchorman is 2001. How did Anchorman not make this list, IndieWire? You people, Ann Thompson, and all you people over there at IndieWire.
Although, there are people who do not think Anchorman is as funny as
you and I think
it is.
Those people are losers. Those people are losers, I'll be frank.
You're going to be shocked, but I don't think it's all that funny.
You're a loser.
There you go.
It is. It is great.
The Hangover, that's a great movie.
Hangover's
that's
a great
movie.
One. Yeah, 877-710-ESPN. Here's one. Bridesmaids.
Really?
Hilarious
that would be
movie.
Top five for me.
Yeah. How about this one? Zoolander. Pretty funny.
When did that come out?
2001.
Yeah, that's great.
That is a really funny movie. Elf.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, those are all better than the top five you read before.
Meet the Parents came out in 2000. I'm going to count that. That is a funny as hell movie. I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Can you milk me,
yeah,
Greg?
Yeah, all these are better than what you said.
One of my favorite lines. Can you milk me, Greg? So damn funny. Yeah, but they've got a very wacky list that's a little Arty. I guess it's Arty. You know, Grand Budapest Hotel, Lost in Translation, Sideways. They're not really funny. They're good. They're great movies, but they're not really funny.
That's why the list looks so weird, though, is because you have movies like Grand Budapest Hotel and then Team America. They just don't mix within each other.
By the way, breaking news, guys.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown of the Celtics.
Oh, I just saw this.
Out for the rest of the season with a torn ligament in his wrist. He was an all-star this year, but that means they're done. They were going to be in the play-in tournament, but
I don't think they were going anywhere, John. They'd lost 3 out of 4.
Yeah, because they were playing without him.
They weren't going anywhere with Jaylen Brown.
So I wonder what they'll. Yeah, that'll be interesting. So, and then by the way, James Harden. Out until Wednesday at the earliest. And what I'm hearing, Harden isn't coming back till the start of the playoffs. So there's a lot. By the way, we've been saying all along it's going to be Lakers-Nets, going to be Lakers-Nets. I think it's going to be – I still would ride that, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be much harder to get there than I thought a month ago.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that have a much better chance. And as a matter of fact, the Nets are going to have to now go through Milwaukee because Philly's going to get the number one seed. So the Nets would have to beat Milwaukee and Philly to get to the finals.
By the way, on Twitter,
By the way, we screwed up that whole Laker thing. I've been reading it ever since you said it.
Oh, well, no, explain it then.
I was right, you were wrong.
No way!
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how deep in the weeds do you want to get in?
Just tell me what needs to happen.
Lakers go 4-0, Blazers go 2-2, the Lakers would win by one game.
Okay, got it. Okay. So
and I think there's wrong. A distinct chance the Blazers could go 2-2. So if the Lakers go, don't you agree with
Lakers
that?
Lakers got a sweep.
Well, don't you agree that the Blazers could go 2-2? I think they're going to lose Wednesday night in Utah, and I think they're going to lose Thursday night in Phoenix. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so
there are two losses.
Portland going 2-2. And if the Lakers beat the Knicks tomorrow night.
Which I think is the toughest game they have
right,
left
but they,
is
the
Knicks.
There's a chance LeBron's coming back.
Yep.
If they beat the Knicks, then the rest of their games are pretty winnable. They would play Houston Wednesday. That's the banner reveal. They'll be heavy. They'll be double-digit favorites in that game. And then they would have a back-to-back this weekend. Indiana, New Orleans, and I'm not sure Indiana and New Orleans will have anything to play for at that point. So it's possible.
Yeah,
I think
it's possible.
The Lakers are going to be the 7, but there's a chance they could be the 6.
All right. Coming up next for you, John. You know what couple is reviving themselves now?
Reviving.
Yes. They're back.
No.
Back. They're back.
Hmm.
I will explain it coming up next. Plus, how big does your yacht need to be? Mason and Ireland, 710
Bigger than
ESPN.
It is now.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Their show, I'm sure their show is going to be adorable. I'm sure it's going to be very cute, and they're going to have fun on that show, Travis and Slee. But it is no match for the juggernaut, for the powerhouse that is Mason and Ireland.
Look, man, you said that the Padres were adorable and then passed the Dodgers. So if you're calling Travis and Slee adorable, they are going to pass Mason
and
Ireland.
It's a long play, man. It's a long play. I'm not worried about the Dodgers. I know it looks bad right now, but I'm not worried about them.
By the way, ESPN's BPI, you know, that
basketball power index, yes.
Says 70% chance the Lakers are going to the play-in game.
Oof. With a first-round game against Golden State, when would that be?
Probably Tuesday, probably a week from tomorrow at Staples.
Wow.
Could be Wednesday. They haven't announced any of those yet, but my sources are telling me that would probably be on the 18th.
That's friggin' exciting. That's a killer game.
Can you imagine the ratings for that game? Steph Curry against LeBron James in a one-game playoff?
Yeah, crazy. Crazy. I saw the debate today, I guess on Get Up, is Steph Curry the single most exciting athlete in the world right now?
So I was shocked yesterday, Michael. We had Chris Paul last night.
Yes.
So we're debating if Chris Paul is a top five point guard of all time.
Oh, come on. He's top five in steals and assists.
All time.
Yeah, all
so
time.
So I said, for me, he would be fourth behind Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, and Oscar Robertson. And Michael said Steph wouldn't even be in his top three.
Really?
And Steph, Michael's seen Steph play more than anybody because of Clay. But Michael's top three would be Magic, John Stockton, and Isaiah Thomas. He wouldn't have Steph Curry in his top three.
He's one of the great shooters in the history of the game.
Yeah. Said, nope. And I said, well, ranking guards of all time, he goes, no, you can't do that because Jordan and Kobe were guards.
Yeah, guards, I'll go Magic, Steph, and CP3.
Yeah, I have one behind you, but, I mean, there are a lot of Jason Kidd's on that list.
Yeah, Jason Kidd's right in the same category, top five in assists, top five in steals.
Steve Nash?
Yes, although Steve Nash doesn't have the numbers that those other guys do. Great.
Well, but, yeah, but like player. Steph, two MVPs.
Yeah, yeah.
Stolen MVPs.
So you
Kobe.
Know who's gotten back together? By the way, 877-710-ESPN. You can ring through anytime, 877-710-ESPN. No matter what we're talking about, you can tweet us at Venice Mace, at LA Ireland. You can IG me at Venice Mace, or you can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. So over the weekend, spotted in Montana, Bennifer, Ben Affleck, and J-Lo are apparently back together.
What?
Yes, they're back together. So at what point do rebound relationships ever work? In other words,
yeah,
this is a revival of relationship that they used to have.
Yeah, sometimes they do, and then you like I've seen couples get divorced and then get remarried.
I don't understand that. How can you divorce and then get married to the same person? Like, didn't Liz Taylor do that? She did that three times with Richard Burton.
Yeah. It's because they realize what else was out. You always think there's something better out there, and that's not always the case.
Yeah, but she did it twice. They got married three times. She divorced twice, three times. I mean, at some point, you got to realize, hey, this guy may not be good for me. Whatever broke up the relationship
or you
before.
I think you compare him to everybody else, and then you realize, okay, all the things that used to drive me crazy about this person, I'll put up with because I like them more than these other losers.
But she had four husbands after him.
Yeah, she liked to get married.
Four. Did you hear this?
By the way, modern day Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
Is who? It's easy. She's already had four, and she's still young and really hot.
I don't know.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, of course, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Do you think Steph Curry is the most entertaining athlete in sports right now?
It's a great question. Okay, so who else?
Who else is on the list?
Well, if I give you two tickets to go see LeBron play or go see Steph play, who would you? I think I might go to LeBron because he does more stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if it's straight up LeBron versus Steph, I mean, it's hard for me to separate myself from being a Lakers fan.
Even just LeBron. To see a performer, LeBron is just like a freight train with a basketball. Steph's an unbelievable shooter. I guess in football, it would be Mahomes right now.
Yeah, Mahomes.
In baseball, right now would it be Trout's kind of mechanical? Would it be Tatis?
I think it would be Acuna, personally.
Yeah, because he has great athleticism.
Yeah. Steph right now is averaging 31.9 points per game. He's shooting 43% from three.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
34 minutes the other night, he dropped – I'm sorry, 29 minutes the other night, he dropped 49 with 11 three-pointers.
Greatest performer in sports right now. Is there a boxer that you would put ahead of Steph?
MMA
guy? Who?
One of the Paul brothers, Jake or Logan?
Yeah.
Come on, Mace. No.
What about Ohtani?
Ohtani.
Oh, that's good.
You know what? I'm fascinated by Ohtani. I'm fascinated by him.
But I saw him beat out an infield single the other day. On top of his power and his arm, he's really fast.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's been really good. I think he leads. I think the last time I saw, he led the league in home runs.
Most entertaining performer in sports right now. He's right there.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, how about this? DeChambeau? Yep.
Oh, yeah, Bryson DeChambeau. Although, didn't he, like, leave after he made the cut from the FedEx?
So here's what happened. He played
weekend?
Terrible, said, I'm out of here, got on a plane, flew to Dallas, where he's from. They were playing in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So Friday, he plays terrible, goes right to the airport, flies back to Dallas, and while he's in the air, somebody texts him or sends him an email and says, the wind picked up in Charlotte after you left, and everybody went in the tank. You actually made the cut. So
crazy.
He had to either come back or withdraw. He came back and made about $200,000, but he wasn't even on the ground in Dallas for an hour.
Wow.
You know, he basically just hit the ground and turned around and came back.
So he missed out on that money. So I was
no, he got it. He came back and won that money.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
So I was talking about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. So, John, this has come out that the Gateses.
Bill and Melinda.
Bill and Melinda, who Melinda apparently wants to be known as Ms. French Gates. Whatever that is.
I don't even know what that
all
means.
Right. So when the pandemic hit last March, they went to their 66,000-square-foot home on the shore of Lake Washington, and they didn't go out very much at all because of the virus. And they continued running their foundation. And Melinda Gates says, I thought we were going to kill each other. I felt, well,
oh, they're a pandemic casualty.
This just might end the marriage right here. So has the pandemic made you closer, or has Lisa annoyed you?
No, closer. Matter of fact, there's she's mad at me because I don't want to do anything with anybody else anymore. I didn't really miss anybody during the pandemic. Did you? Like, not things.
I missed life. I didn't miss
right.
necessarily
anything.
But any
did you miss? I did
person.
Too. But did you miss people?
Individually?
Yes.
I missed doing the show every day with everybody.
In person.
In person. I
right,
missed but working together.
I like, Lisa's always like, let's go out, let's go see these people, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I realize you can live life without other people to a certain extent. But she's great. Yeah, we were closer rather than, we had the pandemic had the opposite effect.
Yeah, see, I'm saying yes to everything that comes along. I'm going to Lindsay Theory's wedding in Santa Barbara.
As you said you would. I already sent her a gift. I have no idea what it was that I sent her. It was on her registry, and I still don't get it. But it was a nice gift. It was overpriced for what I thought it was. She says it's some type of floating candle thing.
Yes.
And I RSVP'd no, as I said I would. I maintain I am the perfect wedding guest.
And I would argue that she's so excited I'm coming that it's made the wedding
she
day for
might
her.
Say, and you are?
So,
do you even know the first name of her husband?
I've nicknamed him. I've nicknamed him Pilot Guy. He's a pilot. So I've nicknamed him Pilot Guy because he flies. Now, his real name, he only goes by Pilot Guy, so
okay.
I have no idea what
good
his real name is.
I'm sure he'll be very happy you're there.
It's Lindsay and Pilot Guy. We got invited to another baby shower this weekend, Cesar Borrello. We got invited. And again, Jorge, you were invited too. It's over now. He said he was having tacos and tequila, and he was going to save you some Clase Azul. Which I guess is a good one.
Expensive one too, yeah.
Expensive one.
Uh-huh. Really good one.
But baby showers, I went ahead and gave a gift. If you want a gift, venicemesa@gmail.com. I'll pass it along.
Yeah,
to
I'm
Ireland
not extending
we'll
my gift giving to baby showers. I think that they're weddings I will continue to gift people things.
Yeah. 877-710-ESPN. I'm curious about that. Did the pandemic make you closer to your spouse? Or did they just annoy the hell out of you?
The pandemic.
The
pandemic, I think there were many, many weddings that were pandemic casualties.
Yes. 877-710-ESPN, especially if you had a bad experience. That's what we really want to hear, the bad experience. 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, Game of Games coming up for you in 15 minutes, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Coming up for you in 15 minutes, Game of Games. And so far this month, Ireland has won twice. Lindsay has won twice. Jorge has won twice. Michael Thompson has won twice. And I, Steve Mason, have yet to scratch, as Stu Lance would say.
Yeah, you got off to a 2-0 lead on Friday, and then Michael came
couldn't
back and beat
it. Couldn't hold it. It's like I had the Dodger bullpen trying to finish for me. Mitch White blew the save. All right, we were talking about the pandemic and whether or not it's been good or bad for your
relationship.
Some people have said, oh, we get along great. Other people have said, oh, we're going to kill each other. Let's go to Jason and Downey. Jason, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
What's up? So I got to say that it actually brought me and my fiance closer because we moved in together first time mid-pandemic. And so we actually got to experience a whole new thing. But what I will say is that I love her so much because she's probably listening. I got COVID, and she, like, basically, she did it for some reason. So she kind of really, like, took care of me and had a weight on me, basically hand and foot. And that is something I will never, ever forget. And, you know, I'm not saying, like, it had to take pandemic to show my true love for her. But, man, like, the things she did for me, I will say those in my vows. I will, until the day I die,
wow.
I will never forget that.
That's a great story, Jason.
So your relationship got put to the test right away. You know, Jason, how long did you date before you got engaged?
We dated through 2.5 years.
Okay, so that's a good number. I always say, Mace, that you got to go on multiple vacations with your fiance.
Yeah, I agree. You
got
to travel together.
Because then when it kind of, like, Jason, what you're talking about, I mean, in your case, it happened through COVID, but if you're on vacation with somebody, especially someplace far away, then you're in the same room with them for like a whole week or 2 weeks, and you'll know right away
right.
if you're compatible.
And do you like to do the same things? That's the thing. Like when you go on vacation, do you like to go exploring? Do you like to lay in the pool? Do you agree on that sort of stuff? That makes all the difference. Hey, Jason, thanks for the call, man. That's a good story.
Yeah, glad you're feeling better.
Glad it's good and glad you recovered okay. Yeah, I think two things. You've got to be compatible on vacations, and you got to be compatible in the bed.
In the sack.
In the sack.
Yeah.
And I am well known to be a bobcat in the sack.
That's good to know. I think that's what, like Milton Berle, that's what you want out there, that you're a bobcat in the sack.
Bobcat in the sack. Exactly right.
Good to know.
Yeah. Let's go to Harry in Northridge. Harry, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hi, Harry.
Great.
What's up, man?
All right. So my point is I'm an essential worker. I'm a plumber. I work just about 7 days a week. Wow. When the pandemic first hit, I stayed home for maybe about a week. And then because everybody's home, all these plumbing systems getting overwhelmed, it's been call after call after call after call after call, just working 7 days a week. So if anything, I rarely get to spend time with my son or my wife. I was actually working yesterday, too, on Mother's Day.
So the pandemic, because you're a plumber, the pandemic kind of crippled your relationship because you work too much?
Yeah, it did. I wouldn't say cripple it, because we are expecting a second child.
Oh, good for you.
But thank you. But I don't get to spend as much time at home as I would want to.
Got it.
Yeah, well, Harry, I hope that turns a corner for you.
Yeah,
Mason actually may have good news for you. What is that story you told me during the break?
So the LA
Thanks,
Times
Harry, for the phone call.
Is,
good luck.
Is reporting that LA will reach herd immunity by mid-July. In other words, enough people will be vaccinated that life will be able to go as close to back to normal as it possibly could.
All right, so I don't know a ton about herd immunity, so I Googled it on the World Health Organization's website.
Yep.
He said, once you safely achieve herd immunity, a substantial portion of the population would need to be vaccinated, lowering the overall amount of the virus able to spread. So that would mean we'd reach that number that enough people would be vaccinated.
We would.
I'll give you an example. It says herd immunity against measles requires that 95% of the population would be vaccinated. The remaining 5% would be protected by the fact that the measles will not spread among those who are vaccinated.
Right, sure.
So does that mean, I mean, just looking at this in practical conditions, does that mean we can go back to sports as normal?
Can I
sit next to you at SoFi?
Here's what I don't understand. Yeah, so at that concert I went to, the Vax Live concert, everybody had to provide proof of vaccination. And then
by the
we
way,
were shoulder
to shoulder.
By the way, how'd
they execute that? How'd you show that?
You got the little card that you got at the pharmacy, and it shows the dates and the serial numbers and all that stuff. You present that, and then they let you into the event. Why wouldn't they do the same at, for example, NBA games? I know they're doing vaccinated sections at baseball games, like the Dodgers are doing fully vaccinated sections. But why not just open the game to people who have been vaccinated?
Well, that's the way you get into a Laker game now.
Yeah.
Is you have to either show proof of vaccination.
Oh, you do.
Or you can get in if you've had a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours. So that's how they let you
in. So they already have the vaccination rule.
Correct.
So then why aren't they filling the place up if everybody's vaccinated?
Because they can't follow social distancing rules if they fill it up, which is why I asked you that question. I think they still have to follow CDC guidelines, which requires social distancing of 6 feet between families. So you and Juan could buy tickets to the Dodger game, and Lisa and I could buy tickets, but we'd have, according to the rules as they read now, we'd have to sit 6 feet apart from each other.
Yeah,
Lisa and I could sit next to each other, but we'd have to be 6 feet from you and Juan.
We're getting there. I'm telling you, the Staples Center is going to be half full by the time we get to the playoffs. By the time we get to the real playoffs, in other words, they beat Golden State next week, they win in the first round. By the time we get to the second round, I bet you there are more people. I bet you there are more fans.
Well, here's something to think about. With that story you read about herd immunity by mid-July, the NBA Finals would be in mid to late July.
Wow.
So can you imagine that? Lakers make it back to the Finals, and we can get, like, even 10,000 people. Like, I'll give you an example. Last night, Anthony Davis played that unbelievable game. At the end of the game, we played the highlight earlier when he had that dunk and he drew a foul and it gave him 41 points. He got a standing ovation and there were maybe 2,500 people there. But it was back to normal because they were all cheering at the same time. So even if you get 10,000, 10 of the 19,000 capacity, it would make a difference in the finals. It would be palpable. So hopefully that's where we're
now. Last night, somebody, I think it was Bill McDonald, said last night was the biggest crowd that you guys have had yet. Is that true?
Probably. Yeah, it felt like it. Sounded like it.
Yeah, he said that's the first time it really sounded like a crowd.
Yeah, and I think they've been following county guidelines and letting in as many people as allowed each time. So those guidelines continue to loosen. I just hope they're you know, much looser when the Western Conference Finals or the finals start.
Yeah.
And in particular, if we end up playing the Clippers at some point, because the Clipper fans always sell their tickets to the Laker fans, and then you get seven Laker home games.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is my game today, and it involves a skill that I possess that nobody seems to give me credit for. You know, John, I am actually a very fine actor.
Okay.
So I am going to perform famous lines from movies. You will get a chance to buzz in and guess which movie it is.
Excellent.
That is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN, standing by right now in our 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And that's right, it is Game of Games time. It is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber, and they want to be yours too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. Now, a lot of people don't realize, John, that I am a trained actor. I went through a lot of acting classes in my life and did a bunch of plays and all that kind of stuff. And so someday I intend to do that full time. In the meantime, I'm going to do it this way. So I have got a famous line from a movie. I will perform it.
Excellent.
And if you know the movie, you buzz in with your name. Your buzzer. Bergman, do you understand it?
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward.
Pretty complicated for you, I know. Jorge, I know you understand it.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know if you'll score, but here we go.
I get it, Mace. You know, you're like a C-list celebrity.
No, I'm lower than that. Thank you for the compliment. I'm actually well below a C. All right, here we go. The Mason acting game. Number one. I'm king of the world.
John.
Hey, John.
Titanic.
Titanic is correct. John's on the board. 1-0. It's alive.
Jorge.
It's alive. Ireland.
Jorge.
It was Jorge.
Frankenstein.
Oh, Jorge.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Yeah, nice call.
Frankenstein.
There's no crying in
Greg.
Base. Greg.
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own. That is correct.
Okay, one to one. Almost gacked that one.
I almost did. I was close.
You can't handle
John.
The truth. John.
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men is right. Yes, you can't handle the truth. Magic Mirror on the Wall.
Okay.
Jorge.
The Sleeping Beauty.
No.
John.
John.
Cinderella.
No.
Jorge.
Jorge. No,
you already guessed. Okay.
You got a guess?
Yeah, I will. Keep going.
No, that's the line.
Hey, on the Wall, who's the fairest
one
of all?
It's not Cinderella. It's not Sleeping Beauty. What am I missing? Snow White.
Snow White. The buzzer buzzer for
Come
you.
On.
No
White.
No
buzzer
point,
came
no
first. All right. This is a tough one to perform.
How did I miss that? Ridiculous.
Today. Hey.
John.
John.
Pride of the Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees is right. I was going to finish line.
Today. Hey. I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
That wasn't really good.
You are a trained actor. That was an excellent echo.
Hold on.
Thank you. All right. It's Ireland 3, Bergman 1, Jorge 1. Here is the next one. You is kind. You is smart.
Greg? Forrest Gump?
No. You is kind. You is smart. You is important.
Jorge. Ray?
No. Ireland, got a guess?
Is that the whole line?
Yes, you was kind, you was smart, you was important.
I would have guessed what Greg guessed, so I don't know.
It's The Help. The Help, 2011. All right.
Laura was really mad that we didn't get that, by the way.
Oh, was Laura upset?
Yes, very, very mad at us.
So you're getting help in there from
No,
Laura
she
Romo?
Ran here saying you guys suck.
Yeah, well, she could have done that from afar. All right,
here's the next one. Hasta la vista.
John.
Oh.
The Terminator.
No.
Greg.
Greg.
Okay. Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Yeah, there you go. Terminator 2 Judgment Day. He's even got the full title.
Come on.
Okay, it's Ireland 3, Bergman 2, Jorge 1. Here we go. Rhodes.
Jorge. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, yeah.
That's
Rhodes,
Jorge's favorite
where
movie.
We're going. We don't need Rhodes.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
Okay, so it's Ireland 3, Bergman 2, Jorge 2. I've got two left.
Okay.
Nobody puts baby.
John.
Greg. John.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. Nobody puts
Victory!
Baby in the corner.
Yeah.
Last one's just for fun.
Right.
Toto.
Jorge. John.
Greg.
Come on.
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. There you go. And that is
I like that game.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
That was fun. So Ireland takes the win. He's now leading the month of May. Go figure.
Sorry, Lindsay.
He has taken a 3-2-2-2 lead over and zero for me. No scratches for me. It's disappointing. I guess I really am a bona fide scrub.
Bona fide scrub, Mace.
Bona fide scrub.
But right. Jeopardy champion.
All right, Mace, what if the Dodgers, Greg, you know this, what if the Dodgers lost, what is the, how do we characterize this losing streak? They've lost 8 out of 10, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And they've lost, Mace, somebody corrected you earlier, they've lost 5 consecutive series
I think
in
that's
a row.
What I said, but okay.
All right, so moments ago, Tim Kirkchen, who last week dressed like Yoda in a really bad Yoda mask.
Yep. Cheap mask.
cheap-ass $5 Party City mask, was on with L. Duncan discussing the woes of the Dodgers, and here's what Tim said.
I think it's the offense that you spoke about. This is a great offensive team, and they haven't been for at least 3 weeks. And they don't win any close games. They're 4-10 in one-run games. The last 5 losses, they've scored a total of 12 runs. But that's going to change. As soon as Cody Bellinger gets back, who's such an important guy on their team, they're going to start to swing it better, score a lot more runs. Even Mookie Betts hasn't really gotten it going. Max Muncy's had some struggles. He's drawn a lot of walks, but taking a lot of strikes. And they're going to come back. Look, I got asked a dozen times this offseason, are they going to win 117 games this year?
Right.
The answer was no, they're not going to. But they're way better than this, and by the end of the year, I fully expect them to be the best team in baseball.
You know, Tim.
There you go. So,
yes.
Mace, I asked you earlier, when is it time? When does this become a thing, this losing streak? And you said if they lose the remainder of these series for this month, for the month of May, and they're 10 games back on June 1st, that you will begin to worry.
Yes, that is correct.
To me, Greg, I think he's worrying too early. I think if they're within...
Even if they're 10 games back?
I'm going to take a step further. Greg, I think if they're 10 games back on the 4th of July, I still would pick them. When I would worry is if they
You are a lunatic.
If they were 10 games back on my birthday, which is July 15th, I would start to worry a little. Bergman, when is it time to worry?
Yeah, right around there, right around your birthday, right after the All-Star break. Yeah.
They got 7 games against the Giants coming up. If they get swept in those games, all of a sudden they are 10 games back.
They play them 19 times. They haven't played them at all this year.
Right. Right. They get them twice in the next 2 weeks.
Mace, it's how much of the season would be left at that point. So right. I would still have 2.5 months left on July 15th. That's more than 60 games.
Here's what concerns me. So we are playing with, I would argue, a number of minor league players. Sheldon Noisy, nice, really a minor leaguer. Luke Raley, nice, really a minor. DJ Peters, nice, really a minor leaguer.
He's not nice
some of those relievers, not yet ready to pitch in high leverage situations. So, and by the way, as a team now, they are batting .241 as a team.
Okay, by the way, guys, do you know what the league batting average is right now?
It's like .238, something like that.
.233,
yeah.
I read.
Yeah, which is crazy. Dodgers in home runs are number 15 in home runs. We're used to seeing them at the top. The Dodgers right now, in terms of batting average, they're .241. Here's the hopeful sign. They're still number one in on-base percentage. And I think what it comes down to is the Dodgers have been terrible in situational hitting. Terrible. There's a reason they're losing these one-run games. They cannot hit in key situations. Yesterday, they got 9 walks. They ended up going 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position is never going to get done. Their situational hitting is just terrible.
I see. That's what you have to think over the entire 162 games of the season. It's going to revert back to the mean, and they're going to start hitting in those situations.
Right, but Ireland is presenting the most drastic hypotheticals. If they are 10 games back on John's birthday in mid-July, then he'll start to worry.
Right.
If they're 10 games back at any point, I'm going to worry.
What are you talking about? If they're 10 games back at the end of this month, June 1st.
I'm worried.
You would have basically 4 months left.
Totally worried.
You going to jump ship like you did with the Lakers?
No. Wait. Okay. Can we stop this?
No,
can
you jumped out of the boat. I heard.
Stop.
There you go.
This.
You panicked. You said, Anthony Davis can't play anymore. We have no LeBron.
I
we
said, I
want to
see something from Anthony Davis, and we did.
Yeah. What in the history of the NBA or the history of either team makes you worry about the Clippers?
I think they're the toughest out.
Yeah. Why?
History says it, John, obviously.
Wait, yeah, at the end of the game yesterday.
You're assuming that nobody can go to the finals who hasn't been there before. And by the way, they've got a guy who's been there. The Lakers have a guy who's been there. The Clippers have a guy who's been there.
Lakers have a whole team who's been there. It was 3 months, 4 months ago.
Right, Lakers whole team, Clippers have Kawhi. Who else? Who else has been there that's on a key team?
Well, Rondo's been there.
Rondo's been there. Yeah, they're better
right.
with Rondo.
But there is, the NBA is weird. Basically, in this century,
yep.
There's only been 5 teams that have won the title out of 30.
Wow.
You know, it's that hard. And the Clippers clearly aren't one of them.
No, of course.
But so that's why I think when the chips are down, the Lakers are going to be there. But let's find out. I mean, this play-in game, like I said earlier, 70% chance that they're going to have to play in this play-in game. So
well, tomorrow night's huge. If LeBron comes back, I won't say it's a must win. No, it is a must win if you want to avoid the play-in tournament.
Right.
But it's a must win tomorrow night.
They're going to win just because Ben Lyons cannot lord it over me that the Knicks beat the Lakers twice in the same season. So
yeah.
Tomorrow night's a win.
Was the best draft pick the Lakers had in this last little run, Julius Randle? Did he turn out to be the best pick of the bunch?
Well, okay, when they had the 4 lottery picks, it was D'Angelo Russell, Lonzo Ball, Julius Randle, and Brandon Ingram. Would you rather have Randle than Ingram?
That's the question. This year, I think I'd rather have Randle.
Yeah, and on top of it, Randle is just...
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's like impossible not to root for.
Yeah.
He's like the And he'll be on display tomorrow night. He played great against the Clippers, and he's got the Lakers tomorrow night.
All right, coming up for you tomorrow will be the best Mason in Ireland we have ever done.
Wow.
I can promise you that tomorrow. Tomorrow. Make sure you're here at 12:55 sharp.
You know Bergman will be here for that.
Oh, that's too bad. He may be the fly in the ointment.
But Michael will be here to cancel him out.
That's right. Coming up next for you is Sedano, LZ, and Cap. They will take you through your afternoon drive. Mason and Ireland back tomorrow, 710 ESPN.